I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I miss football. This is the first week where I've started to think, okay, I miss myself some football. But right on cue, the NFL will be releasing its 2021 schedule on May 12th, Wednesday, May 12th, for your viewing and perusing pleasure. Always something, right? The NFL can't go more than a few weeks at a time without some major, even if it is a contrived event. And let's be honest, the league's marketing department is brilliant at keeping your attention. I tell you all the time, the NFL, the National Football League, is a jealous lover. If you start to pay too much attention to some other sport, some other event, the league gets green with envy and has to snatch your attention back with something like a schedule release, or in this case, Tim Tebow signing a contract with the Jacksonville Jaguars, which is expected to happen sometime in the next week. All I've heard is a one-year deal. It makes sense to me. I know it doesn't make sense maybe for football reasons, if that's how you're looking at it, but try to look at it through the Urban Meyer is building a program in the NFL where he's never coached before lens. Look at it through that lens, and it makes a lot more sense. There's a trust there. Those two guys had an incredible relationship. They won together at the highest level in college, and Meyer is looking for people that he can trust. He's looking for guys in the locker room who will be an extension of his system and will help him to build this foundation so that he's not just a flash in the pan in Jacksonville. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Let me know what you think about Tim Tebow. And I got to be honest, I believe that if you tell me you wouldn't pay any attention, you're not telling the truth. If for no other reason than it's just odd, a 33-year-old, we're never going to see this again, a 33-year-old former NFL quarterback rejoining the league as a tight end, a position he's never played, in Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence, who is the overall number one draft pick playing the position that Tebow played. It's just, the whole thing is just strange. And yet I wouldn't put it past him. Now, he would have to make the roster. I don't think Urban Meyer is going to throw away a roster spot. But it's weird. It's weird. It's wacky. It's wild. It's wonderful. And it's certainly the type of TV that would be can't miss for NFL fans, even if
that
it's just
is weird
the first time. So I don't think I believe you that you wouldn't tune in to watch. I don't know about that. I appreciate those of you who are saying, heck yeah, I absolutely would. If for no other reason than we've never seen this before and may never see it again, and it just happens to be Tim Tebow. So again, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And while you're there, please check out the photos that I promised you, because I did, in fact, put them up. So on Twitter, I finally shared the photos from the tree graveyard that I was telling you about. This was the end result of my kayaking trip while I was on vacation. And it took us through open water, in between two islands, and then into a cove on Hunting Island, South Carolina, which the entire island, it's not very big, is a state park. And at one end, there's camping and there's a clear beach and there's a lighthouse that I climbed several years ago when I was in the same area on vacation. But this time I was on the southern end of Hunting Island, and it's a tree graveyard where all of these trees have fallen because the beach is eroding and the, you know, the water's receding. Plus it's salt water. There's hurricanes and storms that come through. And so these trees are really exposed. And I was in awe. It was something I've never seen before. This graveyard where trees in various stages of decay have fallen over or are still standing and yet are not alive. Or they're standing and leaning on other trees, and it's palm trees and it's oak trees and it's pine trees and it's palmettos. And it's just such a cool kind of visual, but also really neat to walk through there and think about the storms that have come through in the time. Apparently it's about a 40-year process. So anyway, you can check that out on my Twitter, A-Law Radio, because I promised you that I would show the photos from my kayaking trip. And then also on our Facebook page, I put up three separate posts, four photos each, just various stages of vacation. And I appreciate that many of you are checking them out and that you're commenting. You're very kind. If you did not see the photo of Cowboy, my new favorite cowboy, he's a horse. He's gorgeous. And he loves carrots. And he also loves me. He loves him some Amy. There's proof. I just happened to be taking a selfie. And, you know, I hate selfies. Selfies are the bane of my existence. I'm not kidding you. Whenever I post a selfie on social media, it's usually about the 80th photo that I've taken because I hate selfies. I don't know why I suck at them, but I do. So I was trying to get a couple of good photos with Cowboy, and I had just finished feeding him carrots. And as I hold up my phone to take a photo, the horse nuzzles me with his neck. No, not his neck. Sorry, his nose. He nuzzles me on my neck with his long snout. And it was just the sweetest photo ever. My eyes are open. His eyes are open. I mean, you know, I'm wearing zero makeup, but I just got off a horse after 2 hours. So I'm not telling you I look like a beauty queen or anything, but the horse is the star of this photo. So please check it out. Plus Penny, you guys, Penny, my amazing beach bum. I know you love to see pictures of the Penster. And so she is also with sand all over her face. And then a photo, again, happened to be the right time that I snapped the photo of her rolling. So all fours are up in the air and she's rolling in the sand. So those photos are really, they're some of my favorites. They're really cool. The amazing sunset photos that I was able to grab. I mean, I chased those puppies for miles down the beach because it was so beautiful. So please check it out. I did deliver on my promise. Again, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. Still to come, Bob Baffert. You want to talk about weird. He needs to stop talking. Just please stop talking. You'll understand what I mean. You may not understand what he means when he talks about what's happening to Medina Spirit, but he made an appearance on Fox News, and I swear this was just his attempt to appeal to the audience with some phrase that he's regurgitating, some phrase that we hear a lot these days on social media and on TV. Anyway, you'll hear from him coming up. And the Kentucky Derby TV ratings, I actually had a chance to research them and look them up. That race did surprisingly well. The ratings skyrocketed, which makes this whole situation with Medina Spirit failing a drug test even more unfortunate, because there were a lot of eyeballs on the Derby again. And this is what happens. This long shot of a horse now fails a drug test. And so I wanted to share those with you. Still want to get to a very serious injury. In fact, a season-ending injury that could affect the entire Eastern Conference playoffs. So we'll talk about that as well. But can we talk about something else really quick? I know producer Dave will be with me on this because he's also a dog lover and has two dogs. I talk about Penny all the time. Who are your dogs? Can we introduce your puppers to the national audience?
Absolutely. Why not? We have Blue, who is a pit bull. And we have Jordan, who is a yellow lab, and they're both purebred and both the breeds that they are. And Blue is 5 and Jordan is 7, soon to be 8.
Have you had them since puppies? How did you get them in your family?
Yeah, both rescued/adopted. Just both similar circumstances where families just couldn't take care of them anymore. Little kids developed allergies and asthma, actually, from having them, not knowing they were allergic.
Really? I didn't know you could be allergic to pit bull or lab hair.
Yeah, that one was the lab story. He was about five and a half months old. It was the dead of winter, and we were looking to surprise the kids, actually, for Christmas that year. And, yeah, just happenstance to someone I used to work with. They knew that someone had a puppy that they were trying to get rid of.
Wow.
Because the son had developed asthma from him, and the kid was like 6 years old. They didn't know.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it was their first pet, and you know, those things happen. They weren't able to control it. So yeah, just right place, right time. And we've had Jordan since, yeah, 5.5 months, and he's a lot of fun. I mean, they're both fun, but he, you know, the lab is
crazy.
He's my guy.
They're crazy. So when I went to, this is not what I wanted to talk about, but when I went to the vet on Monday to pick up Penny's antibiotics, my poor pupper, she's back on antibiotics. Her cough has returned. Anyway, so she needed to get some meds. So I walked in and there's a man in there holding an 8-week-old yellow lab like a rag doll. The dog had clearly been playing and was worn out. It was just like a lump, just like a little dish rag, and the cutest thing I've ever seen. And it makes me want to get a puppy, but I cannot get a puppy. I cannot get a second dog. First of all, a puppy would be the death of Penny. She's no, there'll be no puppies. Penny needs her 20 hours of sleep a day. And my cat would freak out too. And I just don't have time to be able to train a puppy. But man, when you see them and they're so cute. But here's the problem. So this brings me to what I wanted to talk about just for a minute, because it breaks my heart. And I know anyone who is a pet lover who understands that pets are family members and they're not always convenient. Penny's been running my life for nearly 10 years. The crazy things I've done for that dog, they're far more intense than having to drive around with a ramp in my car now. I mean, she runs my life. She runs my schedule. The miles I put on my car and the lack of sleep I've gotten for having pets. And it's fine. They're totally worth it, but they're not convenient. I mean, I've said this before. If I had known what was in store for me in March of 2012, knowing that I was going to be moving, that I was going to be trying to, you know, sell my condo, that I was going to be up and down, back and forth, like changing jobs, literally picking up my life and moving it to the New York City area from Connecticut, and all the difficulties and challenges that came along with that, I never would have adopted a dog, because it was so crazy to move to a new place, but constantly be on the move and have a schedule that was changing all the time. And I had no one to help me with the dog, not to mention the two cats I had at the time. We were living in a 450 square foot apartment. It was nothing more than really a room with a bathroom. And if I had known all of this and how difficult it was going to be to have three pets and pick up my whole life and move, I never would have adopted her. Now, I'm so thankful I did not know, because that dog has rescued me, not the other way around. But as I was reading this report on Fox News on Monday, gosh, my heart just broke. You may remember that going back, say, height of the pandemic, people were adopting dogs and cats, pets of all kinds, at record numbers, because they're home and because they're maybe trying to come up with ways to entertain their kids, or they're lonely and they're looking for a companion. And so the shelters were seeing people just in droves coming in and adopting dogs and cats primarily. But now it's the opposite. And the trend is that people are returning pets that they adopted during the pandemic. And this just, it makes me so sad. Could you imagine? And I know dogs and cats don't have the same emotions that we do. They don't process the same as we do. But after being adopted and you're in a family and you think you found a home and you're comfortable, to be taken out of that home and returned to a shelter and a cage where, let's just be honest, it's not optimal conditions for pets, that has got to be jarring, and it's got to be damaging to an animal. And I know not everyone loves animals the way that I do and the way that Dave does. I get it. I mean, I've traveled to a lot of other countries where they can't even afford to feed themselves. And so pets are, animals are not pets. They're outdoors and they're starving. You know, in Cuba, the dogs just wander the streets and it, that's heartbreaking too. But again, if you're in a third world country where they can't afford to feed themselves, it's hard to also take care of a pet. A pet is expensive. As I say, it's inconvenient. They completely change your schedule and your life. And unfortunately, too many people didn't realize that it was going to be a lifelong commitment and not just a fad of sorts. And so now shelters all across the United States are seeing these spikes in returns of pets. And I can imagine that they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Like, apparently a lot of these shelters tried to make it very clear to people when they adopted during the pandemic, during 2020, that you can't, you need, this is lifelong commitment. You're not able to return this pet. But then what would the shelters do? If someone comes back, you're not going to say, no, sorry. Because then what happens? The dogs and cats just get turned out, or they get treated poorly, or they get neglected, which is also not optimal. And so, yeah, just this makes me so sad because so many people were in a different place a year ago and wanted a pet. And that's such a great thing. And it was such a great story. And now it's the opposite, where people are returning. Not everyone, but enough that some shelters are reporting double the number of animal intake that what they would get in a normal year as people go back to work, or kids go back to school, or things change. Maybe it's financial. And as producer Dave was talking about, I'm sure there are plenty of families who've discovered that their kids are allergic, or they're allergic, or it just doesn't work. But let's be honest, there are a whole lot of people out there who just realize it's not convenient for their lifestyle too. And that makes me sad. I'll tell you what, I have well, you all know, I've talked about Sugar. That cat's a monster. If she's a pain in my ass. If I had gotten Sugar first, I never would have got another pet ever. But she's my pet. I mean, she's my cat. And no matter what, I'm committed to her until she's gone. I would never give her away, even though I've threatened it many times. I say it in jest when she makes me angry, but I mean, they're part of the family, and it makes me really sad to think about the fact that there's so many of them are being returned now because people just don't want to deal with them. So that report on Monday just made me really sad and kind of crushed my heart. So I understand. I understand that, you know, that it's hard for people, but gosh, life is hard. Think about being the pet, the dog or the cat, now going back to where you came from and how difficult that is. So I appreciate the shelters. There are a lot of shelters in the United States that are no-kill shelters, meaning no matter what, they're not putting that pet down, even if they have to support them. But there are still a lot of kill shelters out there, too. Penny was actually at a kill shelter when she was rescued, and I just can't imagine that dog having been put down. She's got such a sweet disposition, and as I say, she's been a companion to me now for more than 9 years, so I hope more people choose to stick it out and realize what a blessing it can be to have a pet, even when they do run your life. So we'll see. We'll see whether or not the numbers stabilize. I really hope they do. All right, coming up, we're going to get to your phone calls, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. On Twitter, After Hours CBS, if you want to weigh in, tell the truth. If Tim Tebow plays an NFL game, you are going to watch.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Lakers back defensively. Jaylen dribbles behind his back, steps through on Horton Tucker and lays it in with the right hand. And the Celtics bench is dancing for Jaylen right now. He's got 36.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of Sean Grandy on the Celtics radio network. Some tough news for a team that I don't know if they survive this offseason as a unit. The Boston Celtics, Brad Stevens, who of course decided to stay in Boston instead of going back to Indiana to coach basketball, but now they've lost Jaylen Brown for the rest of the year. This is a career season for him, and they're already struggling. It's almost inexplicable these days what's going on with the Celtics, how inconsistent they are. So we'll get to that coming up at the bottom of the hour. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Damian Lillard also powering the Trailblazers. Who would have thunk the Lakers would be in the 7-10 tournament, potentially taking on the Warriors in that first game of that kind of wrinkle, postseason wrinkle for the NBA, and the Blazers would be safely into the actual bracket. That we are into the final week of the NBA season. So just a handful of games remaining. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. 855-212-4CBS. Good to hear from you on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So we're asking you whether or not you would watch the Jaguars for Tim Tebow if he, in fact, makes the roster. Now, let's think preseason, right? You got nothing better going on. It's Tim Tebow playing for the Jacksonville Jaguars, a tight end at 33 years old. It's something we may never see again. I can imagine there'll be a ton of eyeballs. We don't know if he'll make the regular season roster, but I do understand why Urban Meyer would make this move. It's more about the intangibles. It's more about the leadership. It's more about having someone he can trust. Think how many college coaches have been casualties in the NFL because the transition is so difficult. But if you have someone like Tim Tebow, who's so widely respected in sports circles, now there may be some in the Jaguars locker room that would resent him. I understand that. But if you have a guy who understands what Urban Meyer's all about, knows what makes him tick, can be an extension of Urban in the locker room and help him establish that foundation and that culture, it can go a long way toward changing things in Jacksonville. So I do believe there's a lot of value to him, even if it's not on the football field. Plenty of NFL teams, plenty of pro sports teams have character guys in their locker rooms or clubhouses, veterans who know the coaches and know the systems well. I mean, that's pretty standard. It's a standard operating procedure for a lot of coaches. It's controversial because it's Tebow, but I do think if he lined up at tight end in a preseason game, it might be the highest rated preseason game of all time. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to Thomas, who's in Atlanta. What do you think, Thomas?
Hey, well, good morning to you, first of all. You hit it spot on. Urban Meyer, I'm from Ohio, so, you know, Buckeyes all day, so love me some Urban Meyer. And you have to think about it. Coaches are like parents. You know, you can only get so much to the children. But when you have an older brother, they'll listen to a little bit more, and they're going to be able to touch them in a good way. And with a team like this, there's so many different young guys new to the roster, new to football, didn't get a chance to have a preseason last year. Having somebody like Tebow, who's crazy in the gym, a good character guy, and on a worst-case scenario, just think about this. If Kobe hit the quarterback room, got a fourth quarterback on your squad.
Well, true, but I don't think we're going to have those issues in 21. I think we're kind of past that, or should be by then. But you do make a good point. I mean, if they needed an emergency quarterback, certainly Tebow can run the position. Or how about this, Thomas? If they need a guy who's like, say, a Taysom Hill. Now, Taysom's a lot younger, but as you point out, Tebow's a workout fiend. And that's the one thing that I'm not concerned at all about. Yes, it's a different position, but this guy, he works out like a nut. We know that he does that. He's still in really incredible shape, world-class shape. So, it is interesting to think about the possibilities, although I do believe that the Jaguars are looking at something a little more pro style, because that's what Trevor Lawrence is all about. I mean, he's a ready-made quarterback. So if they're starting Tebow or using Tebow, then things are going horribly wrong at quarterback. I don't think that's the plan. However, I agree with you about just Urban Meyer having a guy that he can trust, who he knows will preach the same message in the locker room.
That too, and then also too with this age of social media and whatnot. Tebow is not somebody that goes to hang out, party and whatnot. And you want these young guys to see somebody with structure, you know, that goes into the weight room on a certain time every day and then give it their all. And that's going to give them and help them to build character as well. And also, I got one thing also I wanted to touch on with you as well. I just recently went through a situation about conveniently having a puppy. My girlfriend kept sending me pictures for the last 3 months. About a puppy. I decided I'm going to buy her the puppy. I go to buy the puppy, I find a breeder. Then when I find the breeder, she tells me that she has to pay a $300 deposit, plus has to pay an additional $25 a month for the rent. And it was expected me to pay that as well. I said, well, maybe you don't need a puppy.
Well, there's and just as a side note, Thomas, if you don't, I know a lot of people love to have purebreds and they think that's the best way. I've actually found that rescues and they're maybe a couple $100 at an adoption, you know, or at a shelter. Rescues are the best way to go. All of my pets have been rescues and I swear they appreciate it. They're so thankful to have a home. I know that sounds crazy because they're animals, but rescues, there's so many out there that need homes and they're a lot cheaper. And a lot of them, Thomas, you can get already having had their shots and been spayed or neutered. So the shelters, that they'll do you a solid and help you adopt a pet.
Well, that was beautiful. And I'm cool with what you said as well. But it's just the fact that if she can't pay the deposit and the additional rent, and now I'm going to be stuck with it and committed to it, that's not a good deal for me. So
Okay. If
she can get to a better situation, she may not need to have a puppy right now.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, I would definitely say if you can't do it and you know you can't do it, then it's better not to, because then you run into a situation like what I was just talking about with pets being returned. So it's good that you are self-aware, Thomas. Thank you so much for your phone call.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Rod, who's in Louisville. Rod, what do you think about Tim Tebow?
Hey, how you doing, Amy?
Good, thank you.
I just get inspired by Tebow, and I'm starting a nonprofit to employ Down syndrome and autistic adults, and that's one of the reasons there's so many people that will watch the games just to pull for him because they know he's such a good guy. It's just, but yeah, it's going to be interesting too. I love football too, so it's just to see what can happen. But yeah, he's like you said, he's a workout. I don't know if you knew he meant this, you wonder how they hook up with Miss Universe.
Yeah, no, I don't wonder at all. I mean, they're both celebrities.
No, that's what her sister, I'm pretty sure her sister has Down syndrome and they met at a Shine event.
That's awesome. I didn't know that, but that would not surprise me. I mean, the way that he has turned this night to shine, it's a movement, of course, because it's all over the country now, worldwide. The way that he's turned it into this marquee event where young people who have special needs are treated like royalty. I mean, it's beautiful. I can't watch the videos without crying. And I like the way they have it set up because they rope in people then in local communities who will volunteer and who then also understand how special these people are, whether it's Downs, whether it's a different type of need. And that way you also build community relations. And you're not just coming in, paying for the whole thing, and then leaving. You're actually starting this kind of volunteer connection with people who then can understand how they can help out in their own community. So, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, I don't think there's an age limit either. I think I'm pretty sure it doesn't matter. You know, if it's a little older person, I don't think it matters. But anyway, the fact I'm here in Louisville, right down the street from Churchill Downs.
Yeah.
I heard that. Medina had a funky code, so I went ahead and gave her a shot, or
nice.
Him a shot.
Did you write that down? Was that something you tried out on a friend of yours, Rod, before you called the National Radio Network?
No, but Bob Baffert told me go ahead and give the horse a shot. So,
I gotcha.
Funky code at him.
You're cute.
But, yeah.
Okay, thank you, Rod.
Hey, dog. You know, dog spelled backwards is God, right? I mean, that's kind of crazy, isn't it?
That is. Also a little bit sacrilegious, but yes.
Thanks. I like your show.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Let's just be honest. Do you think he was practicing those? Maybe in the mirror? Maybe with some friends? Producer Dave, if you called up a national network and you had a couple of jokes, would you practice them first?
I guess so. I don't know that I'm telling jokes like that. No offense. Rod seemed like a really nice guy. This is not my style of joke, if you will.
I mean, I very often say, if you want to call up and embarrass yourself on national radio, hey, by all means.
Yes, and I just looked it up, and he was right. Her younger sister is special needs is how they wrote it in the article, so I'm not exactly sure, you know, what her background is entirely. But that's how they met. They invited her and her family to an event, and that's how they met and started talking, and then now they're married.
I mean, come on now. She's also Miss Universe. Let's just be honest.
Yes, at the time, Miss South Africa, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Now, yes, 2017 Miss Universe. So
okay.
There you go.
I'm just saying, like,
there's also that.
You know, that may have had something to do with the initial introduction. Hey, Miss Universe has a special needs sister, so let's invite. I'm just saying, you know. You know what I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're a perfect match. They have a lot of the same passions, and they have a lot of the same wishes to be able to help the people around them. As I said, she's big into preventing human trafficking, and so I think they do amazing work, and I'm glad that they're partners and they can work on it together. And I would just echo what Rod said. He's a good guy. He's easy to root for. I know people get tired of hearing about him, and they think that it's gimmicky and whatever, and also they think he sucks at football. But still, I mean, for those of you who complain about how athletes are what? They're overpaid, they're whiny, they're whatever. Those of you who complain about athletes, I mean, this is a guy that's easy to root for, and he's an aw shucks guy too. I mean, he doesn't come across as an egotistical maniac like some do. All right, Jaylen Brown and the impact this could have on the Celtics and the Eastern Conference playoffs, plus Bob Baffert. I have no idea what he's talking about. Maybe somebody else can explain it. You'll hear it next.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Jaylen Brown, pull up three, got it! 500th of his NBA career, and the Celtics come roaring out of the gate. It is a 20-7 run. They take their largest lead of the night.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It's been a career season for one Jaylen Brown, including his 500th career three-pointer going back to late March. He's averaging nearly 25 points per game on 48.5% shooting from the field. However, he has a torn ligament in his left wrist and is out for the rest of the season. So the Celtics losing an all-star guard that they can ill afford to lose in a season in which I can't figure out if they're coming or going. And this is a team that made the Eastern Conference Finals a year ago against the Miami Heat when they were in the bubble. Right now, the Celtics are sitting just barely above 500, and they're in that 7-10 play-in tournament, having dropped back-to-back games. So this is a blow that I don't believe they can withstand. And maybe they weren't going to make noise in the playoffs, but always a team that has veterans, a team that has guys who have been there before and they understand what it takes to win a 7-game series. Those guys, like Jaylen Brown, like Jason Tatum, like Marcus Smart, those guys are valuable. And they're gritty. And the style of play, not to mention their playmaking ability with Brad Stevens as head coach, they would be dangerous. But here's Brown, who was diagnosed over the weekend and is supposed to have surgery this week. Can't imagine that he would be available at any point during the postseason, though we know LaMelo Ball is back on the court, so you never know. These guys tend to heal in incredible ways with all the treatment and the best medical care. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So Jaylen Brown, not a part of the Celtics, at least in the immediate future. Eddie Johnson, who's a former NBA sharpshooting guard and part of SiriusXM NBA Radio, also a guest on the show now and then. He was weighing in on Jaylen's injury.
You know, he's had some tough luck in his career, nitpicked on a lot of stuff. But this one has to devastate him because, you know, you think all the work that he put in to get to this point, and then at the end of the year, he can't play. And I'm sure he was waiting, stretching this thing out to see if he'll be able to play. And to get that diagnosis to say your season is over, it's just not a good feeling.
Agreed. It sucks for Jaylen because of all the work he's put into the season, and he's dealt with nagging injuries. It also stinks, of course, for the Celtics, and can imagine that Jason Tatum felt like a gut punch when he got the news, and the other Celtics who again, have put themselves in a really difficult position, but yet you can't count out a team like that that's got so much playoff experience. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Coming up on Tuesday, it's a rematch of that Eastern Conference Finals. In fact, a rematch of Sunday's game in which Boston got blown out by Miami, which ultimately put the Celtics in that 7-10 tournament. Also on Tuesday, it's a battle between the Knicks and the Lakers. And I've seen two things. A, LeBron is expected to play. B, LeBron is listed as out on the official injury report, though that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Here's Frank Vogel about LeBron James.
He looks good in his workouts. You know, obviously there's going to be a little bit of a, an adjustment period with him in terms of getting his rhythm and timing back. You know, hopefully we have enough time, for that to pick up very quickly.
I would say expect LeBron to be out there. They want to be judicious with his minutes because of the high ankle sprain and because it's a difficult injury to come back from, and they would rather have him full strength or close to it for the playoffs. Right now, they're sitting in that play-in tournament as well and would have to play the Warriors in the first game. Wowzers. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So Knicks at Lakers. That one comes up as the late game on TNT Tuesday night, set for a 7 o'clock LA start. Remember, the Knicks just came back against the Clippers and beat them on Sunday. Golden State has Phoenix on Tuesday. So a back-to-back for the Warriors after they survived the Jazz comeback in their game. If you missed my conversation with Ryan Covey of 95.7 The Game, which is the Warriors' flagship. It's so many fives and sevens and nines in the Bay Area. He joined us in the first hour. We talked about the Warriors and where they are right now, and also what's the bigger story in the Bay Area. Is it the Niners quarterbacks, or is it Steph Curry and the Warriors? So check that out on our podcast, After Hours, AmyLawrence.com.
Not five, not six, not seven.
Yeah, 95.7. I got you. And then, as I mentioned, the Heat and the Celtics also playing on Tuesday. And it's a full schedule on Tuesday night as we wind down the NBA's regular season, shortened by 10 games, but still it's been a frenetic pace since the All-Star break, where teams are averaging nearly 4.5 games per week. It's a lot when you factor in travel. And so teams are playing hurt, they're worn out mentally and physically, and they're not getting a whole lot of recovery or practice time either. So all of that factors in when you think about having to now turn around with a couple of extra play-in games. All right, Bob Baffert. Now, this is just really quick because I need someone to explain it to me. Bob Baffert, the trainer of Medina Spirit, the Kentucky Derby winner, who is now suspended indefinitely from Churchill Downs in Louisville for this positive drug test of Medina Spirits. So the horse had a legal drug in its system, but it was in a drug test that was taken right after the Derby. Okay, so it's a legal drug to treat inflammation. It's an anti-inflammatory. It's a steroid. It is legal for trainers to use with their horses, but it has to be out of their system within 14 days of them starting a race. And so when this post-race drug test was taken, it popped positive, and it was double the legal limit, or double, I shouldn't say legal, double the natural limit, what would naturally appear in the horse's system. And the trainer, Bob Baffert, not only is he suspended, but he's saying that he's been wronged, and he's talking about how something went, horribly off the rails here, and he's going to investigate, and he's going to figure out what went wrong. And this is the fifth time that he's had a horse that has popped positive for this exact same drug, though he says Medina Spirit never used betamethasone. It's just not a word that I say every day. So he did an appearance on Fox News, and he is once again reiterating that there's absolutely nothing on his part that was untoward.
There's a long process. There'll be a split sample, and then there'll be a hearing, and it's going to take months. This isn't done within a week, and it's a long period.
But you're here to say that Bob Baffert's team did not cheat to win the Kentucky Derby.
We did not cheat to win the Kentucky Derby.
So that's Bob Baffert on Fox News, and he has said he will stay away from the Preakness Stakes. So he's it's weird about horse racing. He suspended from Churchill Downs from the track, but not from the sport itself. But he said he will stay away from the Preakness, even though his horse is headed there, so that he's not a distraction. Meanwhile, he's appealing and the original sample has to be retested. Baffert tells Fox that it could be months before we know if that's been confirmed or if the appeal has been denied or upheld, either way. And so meanwhile, the horse keeps racing. Just the whole thing is just a little bit odd. I feel bad because the horse doesn't know. The horse just does whatever, takes whatever, eats whatever the trainer tells him to, and is thinking, where are my oats? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Now, here's the little sentence from Bob Baffert that I do not understand. I'm trying to keep in mind, and I watch Fox News, I'm trying to keep in mind that maybe he's playing to the audience with Fox News, and so he has a theory about what's going on with his horse.
I haven't heard anything officially. They haven't told me anything. I know when Churchill Downs came out with that statement, that was pretty harsh. And I think they had to just, it's, you know, with all the noise going out, you know, we live in a different world now. This America is different. And it was like a cancel culture kind of a thing. So they're reviewing it.
What? No. No one's trying to cancel Medina Spirit. It's a horse. And Churchill Downs is right to come out with strong language in that we will not tolerate cheating. Hello? I mean, that's not what cancel culture is all about. Cheating should not be allowed in sports. And that's what the drug tests are all about. And let's be honest, as much as, and I get it, there could always be, there's always the option. There's always the possibility is the word I'm looking for. Sorry. That this could be a mistake. And that the test will be overturned when it's retested, whatever. But the problem is that this is the fifth time that one of Baffert's horses has been in this situation. And just last fall in the Kentucky Oaks, his filly got disqualified after a positive test. And so we're talking about a very recent track record. And that's why, as I said to you to start the show last night, that I keep hearing the whispers of Lance Armstrong in my mind, because Armstrong went out of his way to talk about how he was wronged and how this was a conspiracy and people
were
out to get him.
That's a flat out disgusting lie.
And Bob Baffert is saying a lot of the same things. Everyone's out to get me. This something's going wrong. I don't know what's happening here. I have no idea. I did not cheat. And maybe he's telling the truth, but he hasn't been telling the truth in the past. And so I hope for the horse's sake and for the sport's sake that it's not true. It's just, you cry wolf too many times and eventually we're stupid if we believe you. So I'm withholding judgment. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
Did you understand anything I just...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.